Well, the Brexit vote was fueled in part by nationalism and fear of immigration, and that sounds familiar to a lot of people in this country. This morning, Donald Trump was in Scotland promoting one of his golf courses. He spent most of his press conference talking up his business, not Brexit, but eventually he did address the vote.
I really do see a parallel between what's happening in the United States and what's happening here. People want to see borders. They don't necessarily want people pouring into their country.
And later this afternoon, President Obama said he spoke with British Prime Minister David Cameron, who, he said, is committed to an orderly transition out of the EU. Obama spoke at a global entrepreneurship summit in California.
I do think that yesterday's vote speaks to the ongoing changes and challenges that are raised by globalization. But while the UK's relationship with the EU will change, one thing that will not change is the special relationship that exists between our two nations. That will endure.
Joining us now is NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. And Scott, a lot of people thought Trump was wrong to leave the campaign trail for what was supposed to be a business trip. But actually, the timing looks pretty good right now. He's in total control of the news cycle.
Well, that's right. And he, in some ways, there's going to be some criticism of him standing on his golf course and saying a drop in the British pound is good for tourism business here at my golf resort. But certainly, a lot of folks are going to be drawing parallels between his campaign and the successful exit campaign in the UK.
Yeah, you've got to wonder. I mean, the vote, if it would give him some sort of momentum, because it was a validation of the fears that his campaign has been hitting on in this country.
Yeah, I don't think it gives momentum in the sense that someone who was against Donald Trump in this country is now suddenly going to say, you know, maybe I ought to give him a second look. But certainly what it will do is say that the kind of nativist frustrations that he has capitalized on in this country are serious, they are widespread, and that establishment politicians like London bookmakers minimize those feelings at their peril.
Hmm. You got Hillary Clinton as well in a statement this morning saying that this is a time of uncertainty. It underscores the need for calm, steady, experienced leadership. Are we hearing anything else from Clinton today?
Hillary Clinton's campaign just did a conference call with reporters, and it was one of those conference calls where the questions may have been more telling than the answers. Reporters were peppering the campaign about similarities between Clinton campaign messages and the messages of the unsuccessful Stay campaign in the UK. Even the slogan, like Better Together, there's a real echo between what the unsuccessful Stay campaign in the UK was arguing and the arguments that Hillary Clinton's been making in this country. That's not really just about, you know, the slogans. It's really about the underlying philosophy. Hillary Clinton believes that countries are strongest when they work together. She believes that was true of the UK. She believes that was true of the United States. President Obama made that same argument when he campaigned for the Stay campaign back in April. He said the UK magnifies its influence when it works with the EU. He believes that. Donald Trump and his supporters don't believe in that sort of internationalism. They're more of a sort of every country in its own is out for its own self. And That's a real fundamental difference, and certainly in the UK vote, it shows that every country on its own has a strong following.
It is fascinating. I mean, the parallels between what Donald Trump has been saying, his nationalist conversations, the fear of immigration. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton representing this sort of status quo in the leadership. I think that's important to watch. But the stock markets across the globe are reacting to this, including here in this country. If the United States economy starts going south after the Brexit, who does that benefit or hurt more in the race for president?
Well, Peter, I have to say, if I were a really good forecaster, I would have sold my stocks yesterday. So I'm not take this with a big grain of salt. The simple conclusion is that a struggling U.S. economy is tough for the Democrats. Hillary Clinton is running to as a more of a stay the course type candidate than Donald Trump is. So in theory, the stronger the U.S. economy is, the better it is for Hillary Clinton. The weaker the U.S. economy is, the better it is for Donald Trump. It's possible, though, if you take a sort of second level analysis, that voters might say, well, it was Donald Trump type thinking that caused all this turmoil, and maybe we don't want to go that direction. But I think the simple explanation is usually the one that's more accurate.
So do you see the Clinton camp sort of preparing its own reaction to this?
Well, Hillary Clinton gave a speech earlier this week. It was a speech that was not about saying, hey, aren't you doing great? Let's stay the course. It was a speech about saying, I understand that there are inadequacies with the economy. I understand that a lot of people are frustrated with their economic situation, but I have better economic prescriptions than Donald Trump does. That was the argument she was making even before the UK vote. I think she's going to be probably polishing those arguments and trying to improve them going forward.
Yeah. Well, then there was Bernie Sanders, who has drifted to the sidelines a little bit today, saying that he would vote for Hillary Clinton in November. He said he understood that the economy was not working for everybody in the United States, and it's also not working for everybody in the UK. Interesting, he says he will vote for Hillary Clinton, but still in a way drawing his own distinctions with Hillary Clinton. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Scott Horsley, White House correspondent for NPR. Thank you.
Good to be with you on this tumultuous day.
Absolutely.